like to thank Rangel for tuning back in again. This is Stephen Prasunka, Mayor of the City, and Lisa is also on the line. Lisa?
Hi, everyone. This is Lisa Von Bargen, the Borough Manager, and we're here to give you our weekday COVID-19 update.
Yeah, and what we were thinking of doing today is to take a look at some of the changes that happened just recently. We were literally on the radio at 10 to 5 last week, and at 5 o'clock the governor came on and changed a bunch of things, so we thought we might take a second just to explain what the governor had said in the last press conference and what that means for Rangel. Lisa, do you want to give us a quick summary?
Sure. Mayor, there were two new mandates that were issued. One of the most important of those is that there is a significant, there's been a significant change in the allowance of intra-state travel, so travel in between destinations within Alaska. And essentially what the governor did was prohibit any unnecessary intra-state travel. So you have to be traveling as part of what is considered a critical, an essential service or critical workforce, or you have to be traveling for critical personal needs. Now, critical personal needs include something like traveling for medical purposes or having to take care of another member of your family or having to get critical supplies, groceries from another community for your household. Those are the kinds of things that are considered critical personal travel. When it comes to travel for what are called essential services and critical workforce infrastructure, the governor has issued an entire letter that outlines what those industries are, and I would encourage everybody to go to coronavirus.alaska.gov and look at what is in Health Mandate 10 and the attachment thereof that deals with essential services and critical workforce, because there are a number of different things outlined. There are essential services and critical infrastructure, and then there are a list of 20 different types of businesses that can remain open as critical businesses in a community.
That's great. And one of the things that we want to make sure that folks are aware of is that although we don't have, the state hasn't mandated quarantine for certain travel, the city has recommended that if you are traveling from someplace in-state, that we would still request that you do a two-week self-quarantine so you're not out in public until we can ensure that you didn't happen to come in contact with the virus while you were traveling. And, of course, the state has the ongoing mandate that for travel outside of the state, you are mandated by state law to do a two-week quarantine. And one of the things we were talking about today is what's the difference between shelter-in-place and quarantine. And Lisa, do you want to walk us through the difference between those two?
Sure, I will happily do that. So sheltering in place is staying in your home, in your domicile, to the maximum degree possible, and only going out for essential services. If you need to buy gas, if you need to get groceries, if you've got to go to the post office, if you need medical attention, those are the sorts of things you are able to do. The other thing that is very important that you are allowed to do under the shelter-in-place order is that you are allowed to be outdoors and enjoy outdoor recreation, but you must remain keep a 6-foot distance between you and other people unless they are within your household. And I want to stress that doesn't mean just family or close friends that you can hang out with and be less than 6 feet apart from. Unless those people live in the same household with you, you must keep a 6-foot distance. And I want to say thank you to those people in the community who are doing that. Yesterday when I was driving into town to head to work from out the road, I saw two people running together, and they were keeping a 6-foot distance between each other, running together but socially isolating. So that's the kind of thing we need you to do if you are out enjoying the outdoors and recreating.
So, Lisa, maybe that person was just losing the race. There's always that possibility, right?
Well, no, they were side by side. One person was running on the road, and one person was running on the bike path. So, no, there were no winners and losers in that race yesterday. So, to talk about what self-quarantine is a much more serious matter. And that essentially means from the moment you touch down in Wrangell, getting off the plane, you are required to go directly to your place of domicile, to your home, and you must stay there for no less than 14 days. You are not allowed to do any errands. You are not allowed to go out walking your dog, any of those things. Obviously, if you have a yard or if you have property, feel free to enjoy the outdoors at your place of residence, but you are not allowed to leave your place of residence for 14 days. So if you have to self-quarantine and you need assistance, you are more than welcome to call any one of your friends or neighbors, or frankly, you can call the City and Borough of Wrangell, and we will figure out how to get you your necessities while you're in quarantine.
One of the things that I've been getting some questions about is family visiting family and how that plays into all this. Lisa, can you give us an update when we have our shelter-in-place order? What does that mean for families traveling to another residence to visit? How does that all look?
So, thanks, Mayor. What we need everybody to be aware of is socially distancing and shelter-in-place does not mean you are able to go to your family member's house to visit. If you are going to take care of another member of your family, an elderly person in your family, or someone who has special needs or health needs, you are absolutely able to do that. But if you're just going over to visit and say hi and socialize and enjoy each other's company, we need you to not be doing that right now, because that's defeating the purpose of social isolation and sheltering in place. The more contact that people have with each other, the more prevalence there is of the virus spreading from person to person. And so for the maximum degree possible, we need people to stay away from different households, and that includes the households of your family or your close friends that you consider family. Please do what you can to contact those people by phone, use social media, get on Skype, get on FaceTime, do whatever you need to do. Please stay in contact with those folks. And especially, unless you are going to care for an individual, please socially distance from people who are in those critical categories who are more susceptible to COVID-19. That includes anybody over the age of 60 or anybody with an underlying medical condition.
Absolutely. And sometimes we forget that because family is so familiar to us, you don't view that as a possible route for infection. So that's a great, great reminder. Thanks very much, Lisa. And we're going to try and do an update every day at 10 to 5 with what's going on in the state and where we're at. And I'm pleased to report that as of this time right now, we still have no known cases of COVID-19 in our city. And we would like to keep it that way. And I just want to really commend the community for doing such a fantastic job with doing what they're being asked to do to help stop the spread of this virus. Let's stay healthy, Wrangell, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.